الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولان العظيم. With regard to keeping a complete and full roza, we have discussed that the basics of the roza is to stay away from food, drink and our desires. What niyat? From the time of sihri until the time of iftar. That is like putting the foundation of the house, picking up the walls and putting the roof. But that house is not complete. A person won't go and stay in such a house. The completion of the house is when the electrical work is done, the plumbing, the tiling, windows, everything else, then that house now is fit to stay in. So roza will also, by doing the basics, we will be relieved of our duty, we fulfilled our duty. But to get the benefit of the roza, we must keep rozas of the eyes also, which we have discussed at the length, roza of the tongue also, which we have discussed also at length, and then next is roza of the ears, roza of the hands and legs, roza of our heart and mind, that is our thoughts, and then seeing that our food is 100% halal and that no pride comes into us. So the first two we have discussed. Now with regard to roza of the ears, firstly, that whatever is haram to be spoken is haram to be listened to also. It is haram to make ghibat, it is haram to hear ghibat, and both are equal in sin. If somebody else is talking and we just listening, we are also equally involved in that sin. It is our duty at that time to stop that person. If we haven't got so much courage, then we should get up and go away from that place. We should not carry on sitting there. Otherwise, we are also involved in that sin. As what our eyes, what we speak, and what gunas we commit, a melted lead will be poured into the eyes. Like that in the ears also, what we hear, what is haram. So therefore, we should be very, very concerned about this also. And especially those who are concerned, as we read in the kitab and heard now, that those who have concern for their deen, they will pay some attention. For other people, it means nothing. So those people who do have concern for their deen, for their akhirat, must be very careful what they hear also. The ear is also a great sign of the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And very many places Allah Ta'ala refers to it as a very special favor. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ. Many ayats where Allah explains about the ears, and it is a great ni'mat. It is also one of those ni'mats that we just take for granted. May Allah save us that we become deaf or we become hard of hearing, and then we will appreciate what a great ni'mat this is. And if we consider the structure of the ears, and it's not really the eyes that see or the ears that hear. This happens in the brain. These are just the organs, and they transmit the messages to the brains, and at what speed it is transmitted. We seeing with our eyes, we think, but actually it is the message from the brain that a person gets, and how fast it's transmitted. So the ear, if we look at it, then it is made like a funnel. Just like in a funnel, and then at the bottom of the funnel is that small thin pipe. If you want to put it in a bottle or something, you pour on the top and it goes into the bottle easily. The ear is also like that. And then the ear, the passage of the ear.
Canal.
That is like the bottom of the funnel. And the ear has been made in such a way that all around 360 degrees it picks up sounds. Whether it's a sound on top, at the bottom, on this side, that side, whichever side, it picks up the sound. And then it's transmitted through the canal, and then messages go, and that's a very intricate thing, which really nobody has adequately explained, though great detail have been written, but it is Allah's Qudrat. And how many ears Allah Ta'ala makes a day? on statistics show that about 250,000 babies are born a day. So 500,000 years Allah is supplying every day. Every day 500,000 years Allah is supplying, and they are made in the womb of the mother. And it's not just a funnel, but all the connections also are made, and they are made so perfectly. So this is also a great ni'mat of Allah, and a ni'mat is to be used, not to be abused. Amongst this, what we hear, there are many things which we hear, which are permissible, mashallah. Tilawat of Quran Sharif, listening to a talk of Deen, many, many things. And we should use this ni'mat for what Allah Ta'ala has given it to us to use. Haram things include many, many things also. One major thing which our attention does not go to nowadays is music. And music like that, perhaps many of us don't listen to music. But when it comes on the, the ringing tone is a musical tone. And we are listening to it. And this is such a serious matter which many good people also, good people, but they don't pay attention to this. And it can be changed. They make all excuses. The children have changed the ringing tone. Or this phone hasn't got any ringing tone. It's only got musical tones. You have to download it. We download so many other things. Can't we download a suitable ringing tone? So many other things we can do. This why don't we do? Our Ustad, Mufti Amjad Sahib, Damat Barakatum, perhaps about 3 or 4 Ramzans ago, he spent in Medina Sharif. It was in the month of Ramadan. It was the Masjid in Nabawi, and it was an Asr or Zohar Namaz, silent Namaz. And one person who had a musical tone on his phone, for the ringing tone was a musical tone, and he stood very close to the Imam. And those mics are so powerful, the mics of Haramain are so powerful, that when it rang, the mic picked up the voice, and the Imam was not making qiraat. It was a silent Namaz, and through the Imam's mic, music was playing in the whole of Masjid Nabawi. And these mics are kept outside the Masjid also. So in the whole precincts, the Masjid Nabawi itself, all the precincts of the Haram Sharif, music was playing. Logo ki cheekhe nikal gaye. People screamed out music in Masjid Nabawi from the Imam's mic in the month of Ramadan. We don't realize the enemy is not sleeping 1 second. We are so indifferent, and we take just things for granted. And we don't realize they made us their agents to take music right into Masjid Nabawi. And right from the Imam's mic, that music will be played. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hayatul Nabi, is alive in his qabr. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I've come in this world to break musical instruments. And here we are taking the musical, and right in front of Rawdah Mubarak, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made photography haram. Our deen has made photography haram. And that argument does not even come in anywhere, whether it's a digital photo, whether whatever. Because Islam has not made the process of the photo haram. Islam has made the end result, the photo, haram. So in whichever way you make your photo, whether you do it with a pencil, whether you use a paint, whether you use a camera, whether you use a digital phone, but the photo, that Islam has made haram, which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explained so beautifully. That many people say it's just a reflection, aks, on the TV, etc. So he says that to look at a woman's picture, a woman's reflection in the water, a woman's reflection is in the water, and you looking in the water, it's haram for you to look also. So that reflection, in whichever form it is produced, it is haram. So today, right at Rawdah Mubarak, people are so somber, reading Salatu Salam, enjoying it, and their music starts playing. Somebody's phone starts ringing, and music right at Rawdah Mubarak. What audacity have we got today? What regard have we got for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Right in front of the Rawdah. And people are busy taking photos all the time. People are busy videoing all the time. This one very prominent alim who says that photography and that Whereas digital is permissible. When a blind Hafizab was very concerned, and he wrote to him, and amongst the things he wrote that this photography has taken out the life from Islam, the ruh, that now at Rozai Mubarak, what it was at one time, now one way the cameras are flashing, and the photos are being taken, and videos are being made, the ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no life left in it. It is just like any other show, or some other entertainment or something. So right there at Rozai Mubarak, this is carrying on. So therefore, all these things here, a person should try and avoid them. So we were talking about the ear to listen also, so to listen on our cell phone. And a person, shaitan might bluff him, that now and then the phone rings, you're not listening to music all the time, it's just now and then. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh says very beautifully that on your food, the fly comes and it takes a little food away. And it keeps on coming and goes away. Keeps on coming, goes away. It will take soon so much that it can open a hotel. So much food it will. And very soon it will be able to open a motel also. So much more it will take. So this music, every time, little, 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 it comes in the hadith that al-ghina yumbitun nifaq, that music makes nifaq, hypocrisy, to grow in the heart. So every time we're hearing little bit, then, and whether we are listening to it, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so particular, when there was any music or anything on the streets, etc., he would take the trouble of putting his fingers in his ears and inquire from others, is that sound gone now? But today we just listen. Wherever it is, we are just listening. Also, we should be careful when we are, if those people, for everyone, it's not permissible to listen to news also. To see news is out of the question. To listen to news is not permissible for everyone. And in between, there is some music. There is some advert, they bring some music. It's a woman's singing or whatever. So we are listening to that. All this has got an effect on a person. Again, this people, those people will be conscious who are worried of their deen, who are worried of their Islam, and who are worried of their akhirat. Those who don't have that concern, for this, for them it means nothing. That why are you going in all the small things? And they are big, big things. So what you worried of the small things? Allah Ta'ala says, تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You regard them as small, small. By Allah, they are very, very big. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that there is a plant which in the desert, it rains very seldom in the desert, but when it does rain, overnight it grows 4 meters high. The average house height, the ceiling, is at about 2.8 meters. This is 4 meters overnight it grows. And music grows more faster than that in the heart. Music causes hypocrisy in the heart more faster than what that plant grows also. So how much music we are listening to, all different ways. How many good Muslim firms, when you are on hold, when you phone them, non-Muslims, we're not addressing them at all. But Muslim people, they in their businesses, when they put you on hold, then music is playing there. And you are listening to music. Even if you keep the phone at a distance, but still the sound, because you are waiting till somebody replies again. And good places, they also put this musical tone. And many of them, just because no consideration for deen. When you bring it to their notice, they realize, mashallah, many change it also. And they make a change. But we haven't got that in the front of our mind, that what are haram things, what are things we should save ourselves from. So the listening of this music also is totally haram, and we should avoid it completely. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Al-ghina ruqiyatu zina, that music is the stepping stone towards adultery. And when a person listens, the emotions are aroused in a person. Then you start thinking, and that's the adultery of the mind. Then you start looking, that's the adultery of the eyes. Then you start planning, that's the adultery of the hands and legs. And then you just carry on, and it starts from here. This little bit that we also hear we should try and as much as we can, we should avoid it. So that is one thing which is common, and we don't think. With regard to the ringing tone on the cell phone, some go to the other extreme. They put Surah Fatiha, they put some Qiraat, they put a Nazam, and then the phone rings in the toilet also. And then there Surah Fatiha is playing in the toilet. A Nazam, a Nasheed, and in there also Allah's name, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name, and now it's playing in the toilet. That also should not be there. There are so many enough tones. Put a simple ringing tone. Put the laughing tone of your little child. Put the crying tone. What a water running. There are so many sounds that are available. Why must we resort to this? So we shouldn't go to any of the two extremes and choose the correct path, the middle path. So that is one thing that we should be conscious about. The other thing about hearing is also hearing female voices. As far as it's in our control, ghair mahram, a ghair mahram, her voice is haram for her to speak. Necessity is different when it comes to necessity. But like that, and to listen to it. If on a radio station we are listening to a lady and it's live, it is also haram to listen to that also. But today it's taken as a big ibadat. To listen to programs by women on the radio stations, etc., whether it's in the name of Islam or whether it is in any name, what is not right is not right. So we shouldn't be listening to all those things also. And all these things have got an effect on a person. There is a particular science which is studied today at universities of the effect of colors on a person, the effect of sounds on a person. And we don't have to do a university course. Any person can understand that, for example, with sounds, you hear the gurgling sound of water, flowing sound, the chirping of birds, which is famous. It's so soothing, it's so relaxing, etc. And you hear a loud bang, you hear a scream, that effect also on you. You hear somebody who is screaming for help, that sound, and somebody who is passing and is singing and going. He's happy and he's just singing something. That effect on a person. So sounds have definitely got an effect on a person. Similarly, colors have got effect also. And in the studies of this bright, bright colors, one of the reasons that are given why women flip so easily and they become angry and upset and they start shouting and screaming, because normally women use bright colors, whether it's their nail polish or anything, they're bright, bright. Whether it's their lipstick, there's bright colors. Therefore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for men especially, preferred white, and preferred mild colors, not this bright, bright colors. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, red color, he was totally opposed to it. The using of the red color for men, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was totally opposed to it. And today, there's scarves that are red color. And you tell somebody, he tells you it's maroon, it's not red. Or he tells you it's orange, it's not red. Anything which is even close to it, we should avoid all this. It has got an effect on a person, all these things. So the colors also have an effect, sounds also have an effect. What we are listening to, it has got effect. And then there is no doubt whatsoever. Quran Sharif, the noor, the effect of the sound of Quran Sharif, it has got an effect on a person. Hadith Sharif has got a different effect. The aqwal of buzurgs, their sayings, malfuzat, how many people, millions, their lives have been corrected by listening to malfuzat. Quran Sharif is Quran Sharif, Kalamullah. Nobody can reach there. And it has got an effect on a person. And this that a person, whatever a person reads, whatever he says, those words have got effect. Words have got effect. One king, when his son had some stomach pain, so he tried all medicine, and that was the time of Bu Ali Sina, which is known in the West as Avicenna, who is the father of modern medicine till today. He was a Muslim, and he had put all the foundations of modern medicine till today. So the king called him to treat the son. And when he treated, and it happens sometimes, all treatment, but to no avail, nothing is helping. You become parishan. What and what you try, but it's just not helping. The pain of the stomach just did not go away. Then he called Shah Abul Hasan Kharkani rahmatullah, was the buzurg of the time. So he came and he started reading something. And as he was reading, then he blew on the child. So Abu Ali Sina, he told, what will this reading and this blowing help? I know for a fact he's got an ailment in his stomach. And this, your reading and blowing, what effect it will have on the child, on the stomach? He needs medicine, he needs treatment, not this year. So Shah Abul Hasan Kharkani rahmatullah alayhi looked at him and then told him, I always thought that you're a very intelligent person and that you're a very knowledgeable person. Today I realize you're a donkey, you're a stupid, you're an idiot, and such a big doctor, and the king's doctor, royal, and in the presence of the king, to insult him like that, how angry he became, his whole face, he got all, what you call on the forehead? Frowned. Frowns on the forehead, veins on his neck started swelling up, and he became uncontrollable. Then Shah Abul Hasan Kharkani rahmatullah Ali told that my words, I didn't even touch you. Just my words, I just told you, you're a donkey, you're an idiot, you're a stupid. That has made so much effect on you that your whole composition has changed, your analysis, your blood pressure is gone up. The blood is pumping so much more faster in your body. Your heart is beating faster. You got frowns on your face. You are sweating. The color of your face has changed. Your veins have swelled up. Just by my words, and I haven't still blown on you also. Hey, if I blow on you, what will happen? And the words of Quran Sharif, and you repair the words, how lot effect. So what we are hearing is having an effect on our heart all the time. And today we have to be consider. We have to consider what we hear. Whose words we hear. If, as I say, it's not for everyone that he listens to news. The news reader, his akhlaq and character, whatever he's reading, one person reads it, we see many times. You hear one thing from one person in a bayan, it has got no effect on you. The same thing you hear from another person, it has got a great effect. So the person who speaks it, that also has got a great effect. What is spoken, what we are hearing, and by whom it is said, these things have got an effect on us all the time. Our buzurgs, Allama Khalid Mahmood, Dawat Barakatuh, once was visiting us here, and one of our ustads, who is not with us now, he was here previously, so he requested permission from Allama to study the works of Maududi, and to give reply to it, to expose all his wrongs. Allama stopped him totally. He said, it's not the work even of a good alim. You need exceptionally, and besides knowledge, you need lot of taqwa and lot of ta'alluq ma'allah. Then you'll be able to understand what the evils and what filth he has written. Mm. Otherwise, the ordinary person, even the ordinary alim, will get washed away in it. So the writer has got an effect. Whose words? Our buzurgs are very careful. Careful. For example, we also had that kitab in our course. It was in the madrasas of India also, and Nahwul Wadi, which is a very good kitab for teaching Nahwa. But it's written by a person who stands and urinates, a person who is far from deen. So our buzurg stopped teaching that kitab. So it is, as far as grammar is concerned, it's a very good kitab to teach grammar, but the writer's effect will come on those students. So it is very, very important that a person, what he hears, all the things that we are hearing, it's having an effect. We just take it, it's nothing. And you can see, for example, a person, a Muslim man, who is a drunkard, but he's a Muslim, he slaughters, he says, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Is jais, halal, you can eat that. And a person who's tahajjud guzar, and he slaughters, he also says, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. His slaughtering is also halal, but there's a world of difference between the two slaughterings. And the effect of the food that we eat, who is slaughtering it, and the effect of it. One is a fowl, that is how they are brought up in hatcheries or whatever you call them. There, the way they are brought, even according to courts in America, they have given law verdicts that they are not, you can't call them chicken also. That's why the KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, by a court in America, they are only allowed to advertise it as Kentucky Fries. And the chicken has to be taken out. It's because they say it's not a chicken also. The way it is brought up and the way that thing grows up, it's not even a chicken. By law, they're not allowed to use the word chicken. So one is that, and one is a chicken, you grow it up, and the chicken, or fruit, vegetables, some of our friends, Allah give them jazaya khair, what grows in their yard, they bring it, and they say this, no non-Muslim's eyes has fallen on this. What a effect that has got on a person. And one is, for example, I usually used to speak on this, and one friend of ours, Maulana Muhammad Saleji of Phoenix, he heard this also many times. Then he came and tell me, they went in Jamaat, they were in Pakistan. They went for 40 days, he spent this year long ago. And when they came to, there was one friend of theirs in the Jamaat who used to cry very, very much. Every time just crying, namaz, and very heavily. And they got worried he might die, so much he was crying. So when they went to one village, they told the old workers there, we've got this problem, this person day and night is crying. He doesn't sleep, he doesn't let us sleep. In his namaz he's crying, in his dua, all the time he's crying. So they told him, no problem, it's very easy. Just take him to the town area of the village where the shops and that are. And let him drink tea in a tea shop there. And if you can find a tea shop where music is playing, even better. Take him there. They took him, they found a shop where music was playing. One cup tea he drank there. After that, abad, 100% his condition. No more crying. All that crying. So the food that we eat and that music that we are listening, we wonder today why we not getting tawfiq. We hear about buzurgs, what and what they used to do, what achievements. But we also see what we are hearing. And our own language, in our friends, what kind of language we speak. And with students, it's a very common disease to backbite about the ustad. That is poison. And that is so terrible poison. Even if you're just listening to it, about pious people, they just freely at random pass comments about anyone. The word what you are speaking is making your heart black. What you are listening is making your heart black all the time. And what then, what aren't we listening? How much ghibah don't we make in our houses with the wife and family, discuss this person, that family member, this town member, today this happened, all that ghibah. We are making so much of ghibah. And as I explained, though I did not get the answer, but I asked this question few places, when we listen to news, and in news also, it's all ghibah. They're talking bad of this one did this, even if it's the truth of that person. Even if it's allegedly he did this, or he is accused of this, but he's falling in our eyes. So for those who it's not necessary, we're blackening our hearts all the time. So all what we are listening to, so this music that we listen to, and this whatever, and who's speaking, there's a world of difference. For example, when I was a small boy, I used to help in one shop, weekend, Saturdays, etc. So when walking back home, we used to pass by one house that was changed into a small little engineering like a thing with machines and that. And those people used to come by in the shop. And those people always, when they spoke, they should shout and speak. So I asked my brother, who was also working there, why does people, whenever they speak, they don't speak normally, shout. So he explained to me, they work with those machines. And the machines are making noise all the time. So in order to make one another hear, they just have to shout all the time. So it's a habit they have formed. So all the time they are just shouting. So all these things have got an effect on a person. When those things can have an effect, so what we are hearing, who is saying it? So those people who are living with non-Muslims all the time, today, especially our girls who work in non-Muslim environments, in banks, etc., in big companies, you can see the difference of them. And a girl that stays at home, where there is a Muslim environment, and that girl who goes to work, who works in a bank, who works in an office, and works with non-Muslims, or if they are Muslims, but Islam is not even there. It is just that they are Muslims, but there is no Islam there. You can clearly see the difference between the two. And then you wonder, our friend here who is from Mauritius, he works for Air Mauritius, he says that he's very worried that the girls who are working there, he says in a few years, the name of Islam will not even remain in them. Because that environment and what who you are. So these things, sohbat, company is also so important. And part of sohbat is that you are hearing all the time. So whether it is the, and people who are working in places or traveling in places where there's music all the time. And then we don't make tawbah istighfar. There are certain places where we are helpless. You are traveling in a plane, for example. You are traveling in a bus and they are playing music and they don't want to. Once we were traveling in Saudia, so I told the taxi driver to put off the music. So he in return told me, La tansa nasibaka min ad-dunya. Don't forget your share of enjoyment of dunya also. Whereas this means take your amal to akhirah. Don't your share of dunya, make your amal, prepare and take it to akhirah. But now he justifies it that music, Quran has allowed it. That you must have your enjoyment also. So sometimes you are caught up in a situation where you have no choice. But then at least tawbah istighfar. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was traveling in a bus in India and music was playing and you can't change it. So he changed it with zikr. He carried on making zikr all the time. So we do something in read Quran Sharif, make zikr at that time. Do something. Make tawbah istighfar at least. Wherever we are listening, it's beyond our control. Make tawbah istighfar. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, that for example, if a person ate poison and he died, but he didn't know it was poison, he won't get the guna of committing suicide. He did it in ignorance, he didn't know. But the death he can't avoid. The death is going to take place, though he won't get the guna. So like that music, when it's not in our choice, we won't get the guna for listening to music, but the effect it's going to have. If a person, a student sometimes play fools, and they give somebody a laxative, they put in his cold drink, or they put in his sandwich some laxative. Now he had that laxative, and if it is Jamal Gota, which is very strong laxative, and somebody put it in your gulab jamun, whatever it is, and then you're not to be blamed, you took so much laxative. But running to the toilet, that you, it's not going to go anywhere. You'll be running up and down to the toilet all the time. So this music that we are listening to, there are those cases where we won't get the guna, but the effect is going to be there. So we have to cleanse it again and put the antidote of it also. And make so much more zikr than when we were caught up in such situations. Buzurgs who sometimes had to go for operations in a hospital, and there they couldn't get it right for male nurses. Female nurses handled them there. When they came out, they made a particular effort to cleanse themselves of the effect of those female nurses. But we, wherever anyone handles us, anything, we don't make tawbah istighfar, we don't make an effort to get male nurses. It is possible. Wherever in the world, there are male nurses also available. If a person makes effort for a male, he can get male nurses. And if otherwise, female nurses. But then, do the antidote. Make tawbah istighfar. Make more zikrullah. Cleanse yourself more. When a person, ordinarily, he comes home, he'll just wash up. But when he got dirty, he had to change a tire. He had to work under the car. Now he's going to take a proper bath. He's going to use other things to remove the oil. So the more we are affected, the more we must again. If we were not affected that day by anything so much, so just normal procedure, make your wabin namaz, make tawbah istighfar. But sometimes we got caught up in certain situations. So those days make even more tawbah istighfar. So the hearing also, so hearing of music, hearing of ghibat, and also when a person speaks, the first person to hear is he himself. His ears are the closest. As we are speaking here, I'm not going to somebody's ear and whispering in his ear. The first, my voice is having effect on my ear. It is for that reason that our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, some people, sometimes we say, and in our little ignorance or unmindfulness, what's the use of telling people? Nobody listens. There is no benefit in giving bayans of telling somebody. Our Shaykh says, such a person must read his kalima again. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It's Allah's categorical law. That reminder is beneficial for the believers. So we say that it's not, we're speaking against the Quran Sharif. We say it's not beneficial. Nobody listens. Nobody pays. All just do what they want to. But Allah says there is benefit. So what is our view compared to Allah's view? And this is not a hadith. It's not the word of Buzurgs. It is Quran Sharif ayat. What can be stronger than an ayat of the Quran Sharif? So it, Allah says there is benefit. And the first benefit, like for example, what is it in the 7th or 9th Supara? That about those people, about the fish, that who are fishing. Then when they reminded them, what is it? لِمَ تَعِذُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّا مُهْلِكُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ. That why are you telling these people that these people are, and then in front is قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. At least we can say to Allah that we did tell them. We'll have an excuse that we saw wrong being done, and we had an opportunity that we could tell them. So our duty is to say, and this is also, when we say nobody is listening, no benefit, we are making ourselves mini gods, that it is as though hidayat is in our hands. Our duty is to say, hidayat is in Allah's hands. Whom Allah wants to give hidayat, He will give. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, almost every Nabi, in fact, how many Nabis, what effort they made. Some Nabis, not one person listened to them their whole life. Not one person came into the fold of Islam. Can we ever say that Nabi was a failure? Na'uzu billah. So failure is not measured by how many people listened and how many people benefited. Failure and success is measured that whether you did your duty or not. With the head of the family in the house, the mother with her children, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun ar ra'iyatihi. Every individual, the imam of the community, whoever it is, wherever, whatever our position is, everyone, did we say it? How did we say it? What occasion, etc. But to speak is our duty. And that words, Allah says it has got benefit. And if not anyone else, you yourself benefit. Because you are the first one that you... So what you speak has got an effect. It falls on your ears. And what you hear, it has got an effect. To joke around with the family, with small children, you play around, no problem with that. Sometimes you make funny sounds. Once we were visiting one person who was a witness, in fact, in my nikah, from my wife's side, and a very nice, good person, pious person. He had reached advanced age. He was in Lance towards the end. We went and visited him on a Sunday morning, and he was not aware we are around, and he was playing with his grandchildren. And how he was playing with them, what sounds and everything. When he realized, he was ill at that time. But he wasn't like an ill person. But when he saw us, then he became again. Just very serious again. And not like he's very weak and he's very tired and that. But just now, the way he was playing with the children. So a person with his children, grandchildren will be free, will make jokes, talk. And that has to be done. And to play with children is very important. Those children that nobody plays with them, and today this also unfortunately has become the common situation. They are left with a nanny, with a maid to look after them. How can that maid have left for them? What is she going to joke and play with the children? What a mother will play. And the more you make a child speak, you tickle the child, you play with the child, and you're talking to the child, whatever, though the child is not understanding, whatever, then the child becomes a bright child. And a child that is just left like that. So either with the nanny or either in front of the TV. TV, children have gone mad sitting in front of the TV. Mother puts on the TV for them. And the child has to sleep like a computerized the child. Must sleep for 2 hours. When it wakes up, the TV will go on. It's all set. Now the child must be looking at the TV. The mother is busy in her office. The mother is a career woman, got no time for her children. Those children become finished. They become cabbages. They become vegetables. They are useless. And the more you play with a child, so that's quite in order and it's necessary. Play with your children. The mother, parents haven't got so much time. The grandparents, usually they are like more on the retired side. They should play with the children, talk to them, etc. This makes the children physically also makes the child strong, and mentally also, and even emotionally. And also, this is not our subject today, but these children, there were how many cases that nannies, they actually gave them the food they ate, etc., and they had AIDS. And the child picked up AIDS because of that. But the mother hasn't got time for her children. Our biggest treasure is not our money. It's not our investment. Our biggest treasure is our children. They are our children. Our name will not afterwards be carried by our business. It will be carried by our children. They are very, very important. Anyway, so what we speak, who speaks, has got an effect. What you speak, a person who is a sinner, open sinner, what he speaks will have that effect. And a person who is a pious person, his words will have that effect. And you yourself are hearing. So it's too simple to understand. You make tilawat of Quran Sharif. And tilawat means that at least you yourself can hear. Tilawat is not like reading with the eyes. So that, and you are reading, your own reading is having an effect on you. A person's own bayans has got an effect on him. That is why Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, may Allah give us tawfiq to follow our elders, that what weakness I find in myself, I speak on that. Because you're going to listen to it, and you know your own weakness through and through. So you yourself will benefit the most. Others will better benefit or not benefit. Benefit later, but you yourself will benefit. So a person, many people, ulama also, who don't want to make bayan, actually they don't want the islah to take place. If you are sincere, you want your islah, you will talk of a thing. And you yourself become, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example. One person, he wasn't making namaz. So they told him, all you do, whenever you want to make namaz, you'll make. But at least go to 5-10 shops around you and namaz time, and tell them it's namaz time. Must go for namaz. Even if you don't make, don't you worry about it. But you just tell them. He started, and it so happened he went to those shops who were all namazis. And when they had to go to the masjid, they all had to pass his shop. So as they went, they should tell them, you told us to go for namaz, we are going. So for 10 people telling him one day, next namaz, next day, then automatically he started going. So when we will speak about these things, and it will take a long, long, long time. Whatever you'll speak for zikr, you can say for donkey years, then zikr will come into you. You'll speak about zikr to do it with its reality, with concentration. So to say for donkey years, then little bit it will start coming into you. You'll speak about fazail of Jummah, fazail of Durood. You'll keep on speaking. Then you at least will get some tawfiq. So a person who will keep on speaking, tell in the family, tell wherever he can, the asar will come into him. And we are listening, and it has got an effect on a person. So music we should try and avoid wherever. And where we do get caught up, at least make a zikr in its place. Buzurgs have written, Maulana Mazhar Sahib, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, once we were walking, and he taught me this, that for example, you are walking, your eyes will fall on a woman. Sometimes you get caught and you're looking a bit more. The first glance is made maaf, but the second glance also perhaps fell. Or even in the first glance, now you're not looking, but her picture, the eyes are such a thing. In a split second, more than what a camera can record, your eyes record much more than that also. And that whole picture is in your mind. Now it was some woman that had some appeal, and the picture is now, and now you think of it. So Buzurgs have said, on which ground you made a guna, on that ground make a neki also. At least just read La ilaha illallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that place, because that ground is going to record, you committed this guna here on me. So let the guna, let that ground connect one neki and good deed. Astaghfirullah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Whatever neki you can do, do that neki also on that place. Your eyes also are recording. Every part of the body also records. So what you made a mistake, correct it again by doing some neki also. And we got no choice without tawbah and istighfar. As long as we are bandas of Allah and we are insan, we are weak. Awwalun nas, awwalun nasin. We are going to err. And Allah Ta'ala, Imam Isfarani, who was the ustad of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi, for 30 years he made dua that Allah must save him of all gunas, not one guna, not the thought of a guna must come. Then Allah informed me after 30 years, oh Isfarani, is there only one door to come to me? I've got another door also of tawbah and istighfar also. And tawbah and istighfar, at-ta'ibu min adh-dhanb kaman la dhanbala. It's like you haven't committed a guna. At-ta'ibu habibullah. A person who makes tawbah, he also becomes the favorite of Allah. And he also becomes a wali. So, to be completely pure, that is Allah's quality. And you are insan, and you don't try and become Allah. But you try your best to save yourself from guna, but then you resort to tawbah and istighfar. So wherever we get caught up, listening something, music, some ghibat we got caught up, we were indifferent. Once Maulana Iqbal Patel of Lusaka, he told me, his sheikh, your Hazrat Maasha Abrar Ahmad Dhulyawi rahmatullahi, they were sitting and few dunya people were sitting. And it happened that the dunya people just kept on talking their things according to dunya's line. Sometimes it is the total opposite of iman also, that you can't do without interest, you can't do without insurance. In these days you must have insurance. And he says, we were just listening, we did nothing. So he told Maulana, you also go make 2 rakats of Salatul Tawbah, I'm also making. When these evil talks were taking place, how come we just kept quiet? We had to be speaking. We had to dominate that whole gathering. The ulama must dominate the gathering. And these dunya people who are so far, they were dominating and we just... So sometimes you just get caught up like that. You just you get tongue-tied. You just can't speak or something. And alim especially, in such gatherings, he must take control of the whole thing. And then he must speak. But he said, we didn't. Now make tawbah istighfar. Then whatever lies we listen to, we know it is lies, to listen to it also. And these all things have got effect on a person, and direct effect. And then where we think that now, why can't I get up for my tahajjud? Why I'm lazy again? Till today I was getting up, it was nice, but now again I'm getting lazy. My fajr I got lazy. Some guna comes and it blocks us again. So tawbah istighfar we have to keep to. And all gunas of the ears also, whatever else they are, whatever is haram to be spoken is haram to be listened to. Once we were in the Markaz, and one senior buzurg of ours in the Markaz, he had a problem on his leg just above his knee. So he, after he made his bayan, then he asked one of the khadims, they were rubbing the medicine for him. Under the lungi, they were rubbing it. So Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib, the Ahmed Rahmatullah Ali, also came. So he told, he's not permissible, what is this? So he said, he's not seen, my sitter. So then Maulana said, what is haram to be seen is haram to be touched also. For a ghair mihram, that part of your body, for that person, for him to touch you there, it is haram. If it is some zarura, there is nobody else who is your mihram, and it is in such an awkward place where your own hand cannot reach, then you ask somebody, but then tawbah istighfar again. Kunna naf'alu wa nastaghfiru. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum say, there were many things that when we became helpless, we did it, but we made tawbah istighfar. So tawbah istighfar is juz'a la yanfak. You can't do without tawbah istighfar. And what our condition, forget helplessness and majburi, openly, what gunas we commit, what sins. So 100 times astaghfirullah at least, even if it's just the word at the beginning. But this will be the seed. And a seed, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, you plant the seed, in fact you destroy what you got. Something you could make, you could cook those seeds, there are many things, but now you plant it. And now you're putting it in the ground, and you're messing it more, you're making mud there, you're throwing water. But then that thing grows again. And the thing that humbles itself, that doesn't show off, that goes down, that becomes a big tree and carries so many fruit. And that person and that one wants to show himself all the time. And he wants to become big. He will be nothing whatsoever. And the person who humbles himself. And the other lesson, that is just astaghfirullah, the word. Even you thinking of guna at the moment and you're reading astaghfirullah. But it is a seed you are planting. Carry on at least 100 times just astaghfirullah. It won't take you long at all. And many of us, where shaitan also blocks us, what's the use? You are still thinking of guna. No, I must read a long istighfar. I must read Sayyidul Istighfar 100 times a day. I've made so many gunas. You won't get started. Before you carry on, you don't even start. You make yourself, you put yourself to such a big target which you cannot manage. And just astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. No matter what, Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi told that zikrullah, what, no matter how much of ghaflat, it also has got its effect. Of course, doing it with dhyan, then what effect it will have. But even with ghaflat, it has got effect. Every word what we speak has got effect. One person has written, a doctor who studied all the sciences, that a certain person's donkey got a wound. And now he tried many, he went to the vet, all medicines, nothing helped. He told him, just write the names of three people in your town who are known big, big interest eaters, sudkhor, who are eating a lot of interest. Make a little taweez of that and put it on the donkey. And abad he saw, within a few days, that wound got completely healed. So the names of sinners, when they have got effect, the names of righteous people. In the Quran Sharif, we read Shaitan, Qarun, Haman, 50 sawabs, 5 letters. Every letter 10 sawabs, because for their names, for Shaitan and Harun and Haman and Qarun, Allah's name, what effect it will have. Righteous people's names, what effect it will have. Therefore, to take the names of buzurgs, everyone admits who are in this field, that you just take the names of the buzurgs, the names of the sahaba, stories of the sahaba radiallahu anhum, and noor comes in the heart. And you just listen and take the names of evil people, sinners. Therefore, our buzurgs don't even, they discourage us even to talk bad of the evil people. Just taking their names, that also has got an effect on a person. So what you are hearing, all the time it has got effect. So we should keep roza of the ears also. Try and avoid totally in this ayyam ma'dudat, few days of training. A person will do that and then he will become conscious. Then when he hears something wrong, he will, oh, this is having an effect on my iman. It's blackening my heart. Today we are in what terrible environments, what wrong, but we don't feel the blackening of the heart. We made tawbah, we don't feel the heart has become clean again. We are oblivious, unmindful of this, whereas it is happening. A person who has got a white kurta, white shirt, clean, and one dot, he realizes it. But when it has become black now, and another black spot, it makes no difference. He doesn't even realize it. So just like that, all this, when we become conscious, we make tawbah, akhirat is in front, Allah's pleasure is in front, and we did our training, at least this ayyam ma'adudat, Ramzan's month, we spend it correctly, and then we will make clear, you will see, now when you see, oh, it's haram for me to look, I'm looking, I shouldn't be looking, otherwise you're not conscious, this is what I'm hearing, what I'm speaking, everything a person will become conscious. So this few days, let us make this effort, and we know that when a person is under treatment, when under, we say, under training, then that time it is more strict and more heavier. Afterwards it becomes lax again. But while you are under treatment, the diet you are put on is very strict. And sometimes some diet, the doctor, the hakim will call you to his place so that he can control you properly. He's not satisfied that at home you'll do your diet properly and you'll save yourself from what you should be. So he calls you. So yeah, when we are in the khanqa, we have come for our islah, then let us fully and totally apply these rules. And when we go back, we'll become conscious what we are hearing also. Then, when, for example, the wife, you went home, or you, whoever it is, they say this happened, you'll immediately make out that the ghibat here. Stop this from here. Immediately you'll become conscious of all these things. And your eyes, just a little wrong, what's happening? I'm not supposed to see. It will have an effect on your heart. And you'll feel the effect on your heart also. May Allah give us all tawfiq to correct our lives. If this is a wonderful occasion, if we just use the occasion, Allah has been so kind, Allah's mercies, He brought us here to the Khanqah. He made us hear and speak about these things which we are all in need of. I myself am the most in need. We are all in need of it. Now just make that little effort to do it also. Make that himmat. Allah has given us that courage. Just use that courage and we'll see the fruit of it for the rest of the year, for the rest of our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.